Los Gatos party mom sentenced to 35 years in prison for throwing drunken teen parties. A Los Gatos, California, woman was sentenced on May 28 to 35 years and 10 months in prison, the maximum allowed, for hosting parties for young teenagers where she brought alcohol and egged on sex acts. Shannon O'Connor, 52, threw these parties for 2 years and discouraged teens, who were mostly 14 and 15 years old, from telling their parents or police about the parties or calling for help when one of the victims passed out in their own vomit. Many people call this defendant the Los Gatos party mom. This isn't some fun parent giving sips of wine spritzers to kids. She facilitated dangerous and drunken sex acts with these children. She risked their lives and damaged their psyches. She is not a party mom. Shannon O'Connor is a convicted felon. Shannon O'Connor is a registered sex offender, Santa Clara County District Attorney Jeff Rosen said. O'Connor, also known as Shannon Berga, was convicted of 48 charges, including child abuse charges and 2 felony sex charges, in March. 20 young adults and 41 witnesses testified during the trial. Thursday's sentencing followed 2 days of testimony from the victims on O'Connor's teen parties she hosted for 2 years, including one young woman who told the court she became suicidal from trauma induced by the parties. At one party, O'Connor handed an underage teenager a condom and pushed him into a room with an intoxicated minor. At a separate New Year's Eve party with about 5 14-year-olds, O'Connor watched and laughed as a drunk teen sexually battered a young girl in bed. In another incident, O'Connor brought a drunk teen into a bedroom where an intoxicated 14-year-old girl was lying in bed, according to prosecutors. After the girl was assaulted, she said to O'Connor, "Why did you leave me in there with him? Like you knew, like what he was going to do to me." In another case, O'Connor let a minor drive her SUV in the Los Gatos High School parking lot while 2 other teens held onto the back, and one was knocked unconscious after falling off. In some cases, she would text teens or message them on Snapchat to leave their homes in the middle of the night and drink at her house, where she would provide alcohol. Endangered their safety, coordinated their sexual assaults, and she tried to get them not to tell, Rosen said. These brave kids came forward to tell the truth about what happened and to put a stop to it.